in Australian history, and that's Matthew Sprecher. Got all the belts.
This is Australian modern history.
It was a big moment. George Kambosos, Ferocious Kambosos George Jr., took down one of the biggest names in boxing, Teofimo Lopez, to claim lots of titles, as you heard the ring announcer.
He was up and about, that announcer.
Well, he had 17 belts to announce when he won it. He stunned the world, did George? And Paul Upham was watching it all unfold, Fox Sports boxing analyst. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, gentlemen.
I've never seen more belts on one man, Paul.
And that's what made it such a big win. He wasn't just fighting for one of the world titles. He's fighting for all the world titles. Undisputed lightweight champion. Great win by George. Historic win. And it rockets him to the top of boxing. And, you know, Australian boxing needs guys like George Kambosos coming through and having fantastic wins at Madison Square Garden like that.
Now, we were talking before, Paul, and with all respect to the Australian scene, we hadn't heard too much of George. How come?
Look, he hasn't had that big fight, but also he was very smart. He's based himself overseas. He spent a lot of time fighting overseas, doing a lot of training camps overseas. He was in Manny Pacquiao's training camps a few times. He's done reportedly 200 rounds with Pacquiao, and that does two things. One, it shows you how good he is that Pacquiao thinks he's a challenge, and two, you can't help but learn from that. And the problem with Australian fighters is they take that step up to the world level, and sometimes quite often they fall short. George put himself up there, did all the training, prepared, and that's why he won.
Paul, what about your man Lopez? When George was getting interviewed, he came and grabbed the microphone and told the crowd obviously he was the rightful winner and the judges cheated.
He said he ran 10 rounds, and that was clearly delusional. And, you know, I blame it on the corner. His father is the trainer and was telling, even when George was clearly winning rounds, I had 8-4 on my scorecard for George, he was telling him, oh, you won that round, you won that round. So he thinks... He thinks that he won the fight. You've got to be honest in the corner of your fighter. If you're losing the rounds, you've got to switch it up, do something different, but be honest.
It's an unusual outcome. The way he fought it, though, and the way he actually put the fight together, was it meticulous, or was he just too strong in the key moments?
Well, he wasn't strong because you could see, if you watch the fight, Lopez was much bigger going into that fight. It was a smart tactical fight. He counterpunched really well. And Lopez came out and told everyone, I'm going to knock George out in the first round. Put your money on a first round knockout. So it doesn't leave you a lot of wriggle room after that. When Kambosos knew that was going to happen, he just slipped and countered and was able to knock him down at the end of that first round. That was the whole turning point for the fight, as far as I'm concerned. It showed the crowd and everybody else that Kambosos is here to win. And he just continued that on. And Lopez fought a dumb fight. He just kept trying to knock him out with one big punch.
Now, I want to talk about that first round knockdown because the scorecards came out, obviously, at the end of the fight. And two of the three judges only gave George the round 10-9. Normally, when there's a knockdown, it's pretty much straightforward 10-8, isn't it?
The problem is there's two separate things. One, you're scoring forget the knockdown. Who actually won the round? Did you think that Lopez won the round? Then you give him a point for that. But then the actual knockdown counts as 1 point separate. So there's a little bit of subtlety there in the scoring. Normally, when a guy knocks someone down the round, you say, okay, he won the round, but it's actually separated. It's a little technical aspect of scoring not a lot of people understand. So that's why there was a difference there. But look, as I said, I had it 8-4. One judge had Lopez winning. He's obviously rewarding the aggression and one big punch. Rather, the other judges were scoring on the technical aspects of multiple landing blows over a longer period of time.
So, Paul, how good could he be? I mean, obviously, he's the world champion, but we're talking about someone that, if we sort of cast our eye forward a couple of years, are we talking about a genuine superstar here?
That's the key question. Can he do it? You know, we saw with Jeff Horn that he had the big win over Manny Pacquiao. He had one defense, and then, you know, his career sort of petered out. Can George establish a career over a number of years and do what, you know, Jeff Fenwick did, win multiple world titles and multiple weight classes, what Costa did, had multiple runs of the world title? That's the thing. It's so hard to get to the top, but it's even harder to stay there. So, you know, there's a lot of dangerous opponents at lightweight who will be lining him up now thinking they can beat him, and it's going to be one step at a time, one fight at a time. Certainly on this performance, you would think that George can have some good wins and carry this on for a number of years at the age of only 28.
So who's coming for him now? What's his next big target, or who's targeting him as their next big fight?
There's American Devin Haney, who's 28 wins, no losses. Nice. And he will be the mandatory contender for the WBC. He's actually fighting next week in Las Vegas. And George mentioned him after the fight, saying, I might go to see him in Las Vegas. That's a huge fight for George. Big money over in the US. And it would be a mandatory fight for his WBC belt. So Devin Haney, 28 wins, no losses. rising star of world boxing, that I think will be the next fight that George will have to have.
Well, we'll look forward to talking to you about that when that time comes. It was a big day for Australian boxing yesterday, Paul. Great to talk to you about it this morning. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure.